am I making decisions based in not enoughness, or am I making decisions based on honoring the truth of who I am and what I actually desire, and knowing that as I move in that way, then I expand into those possibilities.
Welcome to Reclaiming Consciousness. My name is Elise Bassine, spiritual mentor, breathwork practitioner, and owner and CEO of Elise Breathes. For many years, our consciousness has been hijacked by societal and cultural programming, religion, the media, and familial and ancestral trauma. Right now, during this epic time in history, people are waking up, realizing who they really are, and reclaiming the pieces of their consciousness that they unknowingly gave away. This podcast is an exploration of how so many spectacular humans are leading the way in exiting the matrix and reclaiming who they really are and what they're capable of. In this show, you'll meet exceptional people who are paving the way in raising consciousness and creating a new way of living on this earth. Get ready to go deep. Now let's dive in.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the show. So this week, I am sharing an Instagram Live that I did, which was a free training on my three-step process that I've created to turn your mind into a money magnet. And this is something I'm going to be going a lot deeper into inside the Sacred Money Mind experience. So if you haven't signed up for that yet, then definitely click the link below to do that, because this is like, I'm outlining here what this process is that I've created, but then inside the money mind, I'm going to go really deep with you and show you how to do that. And I'm going to be sharing the channeled wisdom that comes through every day around this topic, so you can really start to elevate beyond the way you're currently playing with money into a higher level of consciousness around it. Because a lot of what this is showing you how to notice and shift the things that are pulling you into a lower frequency energy around money and projecting wounding and past experiences and fear onto it, so that you can do what I call create your own game around money instead of playing the game that was given to us and playing in this limited reality and following these rules that we think we need to follow in order to make money, grow money, be abundant with money. It actually gets to be an individual journey that you create, as long as you know how to recognize the things that can block you from stepping into this elevated consciousness. So in this live, I share the three steps that I've created. And one of the things that is very unique about this process, and something that you're probably not going to hear a lot of people talk about, is I actually don't talk about or really focus on the masculine energy when it comes to money. And that is actually a very different way of looking at it, because most people who teach money energetics will teach about, you know, money is a masculine energy and like you have to heal your masculine or your relationship with your father or how you relate to your own masculine energy. And I totally see that perspective, and I'm not saying that that's wrong. However, I see a very deep and profound connection between the energy of the mother and the mother wound and our relationship to money. And the reason why is because your connection to your mother is your connection to the life force. It's your connection to the life-giving energy. And that is actually the same energy as money, because money is just this energy that we use as currency to move throughout the world and live. So it is essentially the life force energy, which to me is the connection to your mother. So I go deep here in the live just explaining how to draw the parallels between the energy, not around what you had with your mother, but more so around what you didn't have with her, so that you can see the ways that you might be projecting wounding onto money or projecting a void or lack or not enoughness onto money based on what you did not get inside the relationship with your mother and, you know, what goes down her ancestral line. It's very important to understand this concept. And then for those of you who are a little newer to my work, my trauma process is very unique in that I show you how to recognize the deepest wounds inside of the primary relationships that you had with your parents and then also inside of your birth story. And then I show you how to draw parallels and see patterns of those relationships and how they're showing up in your life now inside of your current relationships. Because it is very beneficial to look at our relationships with our parents growing up. But if we really want to heal and shift these deeper wounds and these deeper patterns that were imprinted on us when we were very young, our current relationships and circumstances are actually the most powerful and potent way to do that if you know how to see patterns and parallels. And that's what I show you how to do so that you can actually utilize what's happening in your current reality as a very powerful tool for healing. So first, we recognize what the wounding is from birth, what the wounding is around your relationship with your mother, around your relationship with your father, around your relationship with your siblings. And then once we know what that is, we start to develop a relationship with the wounded child that was unacknowledged and that needs healing. And then once we do that, we bring that into the present when it comes up and we work with it as it comes up. And then we use my process, which is called Real Results, to shift the energy in each moment. And this is not all stuff you're going to get in the Sacred Money Mind, but I'm explaining it to you so you understand that there is a very powerful, potent, and precise process here around healing trauma that if you work it and you work through it, you will be able to shift all of these areas of your life, including money, including your career, including your business and your relationships. But for the purposes of this training and for the Sacred Money Mind, we're going to be focusing on the specific steps that I share in order to specifically change your mind around money so that your experience with money becomes very different and it becomes a lot easier for you to expand the wealth that you bring in, the money that you're able to hold, and your relationship to it in general. So it no longer feels hard. It no longer feels confusing. It no longer feels like you don't know what's happening or why does the same pattern keep happening over and over again? Or why does it feel like you just can't break through a certain ceiling? It won't feel like that anymore once you learn how to apply these steps that I teach you in the training. And then obviously, like I said, we go much deeper into it inside the Sacred Money Mind. And I just want to share too, speaking of this whole process that I've created, I had a woman who has been working the Real Results process for a little bit, and she just created so much. She had a new client come in. She had a bunch of money come in. And it's just such a testament to if you really use the process and you really double down on working it and you keep going, shit works. Like, this stuff works. And I'm telling you because I've seen it with every single one of my clients. So whether you want to get a taste of it inside the Sacred Money Mind or you're interested in seeing it from a different lens in another space, obviously right now I have the High Frequency Channel Mastermind, which is much more geared towards using my breathwork methodology, the Metamorphosis Method, to channel for your business. But there's always going to be this process around clearing the trauma that gets in the way of you accessing your channel, of you accessing your creative energy, of you accessing higher states of consciousness so that you can become a channel for your business. So for those of you interested in the mastermind, we are starting in May, and this is a 3-month experience where I'm focusing specifically on teaching you how to use my breathwork methodology to channel content strategies, offer creation, positioning, how you're positioning yourself as a thought leader in your niche, the things that make you stand out, showcasing your zone of genius, all of these things. I'm showing you how to channel yourself for your business. And, you know, there's a reason why my business grew. I mean, I haven't done the exact numbers, but I think at this point I've made close to $900,000 in my business. And there's a reason why I've moved so quickly. And there's also a reason why I haven't really bounced around from mentor to mentor trying to learn all these different things is because I channel. This is why I've moved so quickly. This is why I've been so steady and why I've been able to be so consistent inside the business and my offer creation. And if you guys have been watching me for a long time, I have offers pouring out of me. And they're really exciting and really good. And the reason why is because I channel them. And you can absolutely do that too. And you can absolutely channel money-making strategies for your business and all of the content ideas, all of the innovation, and really like position yourself as a pioneer in your field simply by tapping into your channel. So this is what you're going to be learning how to do inside the mastermind. And the great thing about it is not only does it include the 2 calls per month, you also get 2 private calls with me. And then you also are part of a Telegram chat where you get coaching inside of it daily, other than Wednesdays. So this is a fully immersive experience where you get a ton of individualized support so that you can tap into this. Because to me, this is the future of business. It's not about learning what someone else did. It's not about following someone else's formula. If you really want to create something great, if you want to leave a legacy, if you want your work to be remembered, you have to do it your own way. And this is the pathway to that. So reach out to me if you want to chat about the mastermind. Like I said, we start in May, and also pre-sale pricing ends on Friday. That'll be tomorrow when this comes out. So make sure that you reach out if you're interested in signing up so you can get that pricing. Okay, so enjoy this training. I would love to hear how it lands for you and your thoughts about the process. And also, obviously, if you want to go deeper with it, the Sacred Money Mind is where it's at. It's only 111 until Friday as well. So make sure you guys sign up before Friday. I'm sending you so much love, and I will talk to you soon.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to my free mini training around my 3 steps to turn your mind into a money magnet. This is derived from one of my favorite containers that I teach, which is called the Sacred Money Mind, which I'm getting ready to teach again. It's a Voxer broadcast where I share channeled messages on how to turn your mind into a money magnet. So I've broken this down into 3 steps for you, because I think it'll be really helpful to be able to kind of grab onto and make this really tangible for you so you can understand how to do this and how to do this quickly. So the first thing I want to share before I go into my process is that I do not look at the masculine energy when I'm teaching money, and I'm going to teach you why, and I'm going to tell you why. And this is something that is very different than the way a lot of people look at money. Because when a lot of people are teaching money and changing your money story, it's all about looking at your relationship to the masculine, looking at your relationship to your father, and then being able to feel that energy with the masculine because money's masculine. And I totally understand that line of thinking, but I don't necessarily agree with it. And I've seen people get a lot more traction looking at it differently. And I'm going to explain why. The first step in my process is actually looking at the wound from your mother and how that relates to your relationship with money. And of course, we know the mother wound is like this huge thing, and it's a process, and it's something that can take a longer period of time to heal. But within my process around this, it actually doesn't. It's just about understanding what that was and acknowledging it. So let me explain this. The way that I look at the mother wound and how it relates to money is this. It's not about looking at your whole entire relationship with your mother and all the things that happened and what she said and what she did and who she was and how she treated you. It's actually not about any of that. It's actually the opposite. It's about looking at what your relationship with her was not. Whatever that void was, whatever you needed that you didn't get in terms of love, connection, feeling supported, anything around the life-giving force. Because the reason why the mother wound is directly related to your money is because your mother is your connection to life itself. And money has that very same life force energy. Money supports us. It connects us to life. It allows us to feel safe in the world so that we can live in the fullest expression of who we are in the world. It is a life force energy. It's a life-giving force. That's why it's deeply connected to the energy of the mother, because the mother is it is the force that has given you life, and your connection to it is the thing that makes you feel alive and has given you aliveness, right? So we want to look at what you didn't get inside that relationship, whether it was emotional support, whether it was acknowledgement, whether it was feeling not good enough, whether, you know, if you had a mother who was chaotic or narcissistic and you were bracing for something bad to happen, whatever that wounding is, whatever that void is, whatever you did not get will be the thing that you project onto your relationship with money. So that's the first step of the process, is we want to look at first, what is it that you did not get that you are expecting that same thing to happen with money? You're expecting not to be supported. You are expecting for something bad to happen. You're expecting not to receive the love that you need. You're expecting not to be connected. And then you will project that onto your relationship with money. So really reflecting on what was that void, what was that wound, what was the thing you didn't get, and then reflect on your relationship with money to be like, how is that showing up in my relationship based on the way that I feel about money and the way that I interact with it? So that's the first step. The second step is looking at the society-based programming of fear around money and looking at where you're operating from fear. And this is a huge thing, you guys, because we don't even understand the way we are continuously programmed with fear around money, that it's something we need to be afraid of, that it's something there's only a little bit of, and there's only certain pieces of the pie, and we can only get so much. And that is jammed into our subconscious, not only from our families, but from TV, from media, from society in general, from schooling, everything. So we're taught to be afraid of it. So then we start to interact with it as something that we need to be afraid of or something that we need to take action on based in fear. So looking at the decisions and actions you're making and checking with yourself, is this made based in fear? Am I making this decision? Am I taking this action based in fear? Because I'm afraid of not having enough, because I'm afraid I am making the wrong decision, because I'm afraid of something bad happening, because I'm trying to prevent something bad happening. So checking with yourself on every decision, even the way you're thinking about it, is it based in fear or is it based in the truth of who you are? Is it based in what you desire? Is it based in your vision for yourself? Is it based in expansion, possibility, where you're going, who you know yourself to be? Or is it based in fear? And being really honest with yourself about this. That's the second piece. We want to really be checking all the time for fear and where it shows up in our relationship to money and then shifting out of it. So what does that look like? It means when you feel that feeling come up or when you check in and say, am I making this decision out of fear? And it's like, okay, well, if I wasn't afraid of not having enough, if I wasn't afraid of something bad happening, then what would my decision be? Then what would I decide? How would I be moving through the world if I wasn't afraid of something bad happening? If I wasn't afraid that there wasn't going to be enough? Because ultimately, the fear of there not being enough is deeply rooted in your fear of you not being enough. And that's what we ultimately want to be looking at, right? Am I making decisions based in not enoughness? Or am I making decisions based on honoring the truth of who I am and what I actually desire, and knowing that as I move in that way, then I expand into those possibilities. Okay, so that's number two, checking for fear. Number three is we have to elevate beyond the game that we've been given. Like I said, we are continuously being given the ways to think about money, which are based on fear. We need to play a different game. If you really want to create something different around money, you have to play a different game and you have to create your own way of playing it. So instead of playing by the rules that we've been given, you have to play by your own rules and you have to decide what you want those rules to be. Is it that money is an infinite resource and I can always make more and I continue to make more? Is it that whatever decisions I make around money are a reflection of my greater vision I have for myself, where I'm going, what my soul purpose is? Is it that I don't need to worry about debt because as I focus on making more money, my debt goes away? Is it to stop feeling shame around what decisions you've made in the past or how much money is in your bank account and start showing up without that shame being a factor, without feeling like you need to hide pieces of yourself? So we want to start playing a different game. And what another way of describing this is elevating your wealth consciousness. So we want to start to access higher states of consciousness when it comes to money and wealth. We want to start looking at it from a higher perspective than the one we've been given. And you get to decide what that is for you. Money is actually a very individualized journey. It's actually something that you create for yourself based on how you want to interact with it. But we don't realize that we have this ability. We think that it's just, there are these rules around it that we have to follow. And that's actually not true. You get to decide how you want to think about it and how you want to feel about it and how you want to operate with it. And that all starts inside your mind. So starting to look at, what is the relationship I want to have? If I'm not projecting fear onto it, if I'm not projecting my mother wounding onto it, what relationship do I want to have? How do I want to interact with it? And how do I want to look at it? And that all starts with you deciding you're going to think about it differently within your own mind. And you're going to start to see yourself as the type of person who continues to expand it. And not only that, but somebody who is a pioneer, a trailblazer in the way that they think about it. Because if you think about anybody that's built a ton of wealth from nothing, it's because they decided to think about it differently beyond what other people were telling them. So if you really want to build something, you need to think about it in a way that is unique to you, that's based on your unique perspective and your unique outlook on the world, and decide that you're going to have a different type of relationship with it. And that is elevating your consciousness around wealth, because it's saying, I'm not going to play in this frequency down here that we've been given. I'm going to play up here in a higher state of consciousness around wealth, because I know that the thoughts that I have around it and the frequency I bring to it will directly reflect in my outer reality. So that's the third step of the process, is changing the game and elevating beyond what we've been taught to create your own game, your own journey with money, and decide really what you want that to be. Hopefully this is helpful. I mean, I'm going to go a lot more into this in the Sacred Money Mind. And the other piece of this that is really important is, if you guys don't know me, I have my own methodology of breathwork that I teach that really helps you dive into these pieces a lot more and integrate them with momentum, along with tapping into the subconscious mind. Because I'm sure when I talk about things like money, like the mother wound or the fear, sometimes we're not conscious of it, right? But when we use the breath work, it immediately brings us into the subconscious mind, so we can see exactly what those pieces are, so that we can shift them using the breath, but also shifting your mind. I have breath work that I teach and that I share that is specifically around elevating your wealth consciousness. And then I'm also teaching this channeled program called the Sacred Money Mind, where I'm going to be sharing all of these teachings with you in a lot more depth in a Voxer broadcast. And it's all channeled along with the breath work around wealth consciousness that will help you really be able to utilize this three-step process to shift your mind into a money magnet. You can also download my free Breathwork for Financial Freedom. You can find that in the link in my bio. And that's a great place to start with this. But I'm going to go over this one more time, just so you feel like you get it. Just basics. I don't look at the masculine energy when it comes to money. And I know that this is different than probably anything you've heard. But I actually feel that because money is a life-giving force, and it is your connection to the energy of life, it is actually very much related to your relationship with your mother. And anything that you didn't get inside of that relationship will be projected onto money until you become conscious of it and shift it. So that's the first thing, is looking at the mother wound and your relationship to that, and not what the relationship was, but what the relationship wasn't. And then we want to be looking at anywhere where you're projecting fear, taking actions from fear, or making decisions from fear when it comes to money. And then number three, you want to be playing a different game, elevating beyond the cards that you've been given, the rules that you've been given, and saying, like, at this, I'm playing a different game. I'm going to elevate my consciousness beyond this low frequency, limiting stories around money that we've been told. And I'm going to start my own game and I'm going to start looking at it differently and elevate into a higher level of consciousness around wealth, where you tap into your own intuition, your own inner knowing to move in a way that's unique to you, that is anchored into possibilities and expansion and growth and the truth of who you are. Because the more you can anchor into the truth of who you are, higher states of consciousness, your intuition, your inner knowing, you're going to become a money magnet anyway. Those are the three steps. Please reach out to me if you guys have any questions. I promise you, if you follow these three things, you will shift the way that your results come in with money, because it really starts with your mind and being aware of the deeper things that you're projecting onto your relationship with money that are reflective of things that have gone on in your childhood, along with the programming from society. And if you can have awareness around that and shift that, things become so much easier. I'm sending you guys so much love, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Thank you so much for being here. Don't forget to subscribe to the show, leave a review, and share the show with your friends who you know are yearning for this type of content. When you leave a review, send us a screenshot and we'll send you a $250 credit you can apply to anything else in my world. You can stay connected with me by following me on Instagram at Elise_breathes and by joining my Facebook group, Financial Freedom for Spiritual Entrepreneurs, where I share all of my most fun and potent content. Make sure you download my breathwork for financial freedom at elisebreathes.com. See you next time.